Now, when we think of Samsung, we often think of phones and televisions and fridges, but have you ever associated the brand with artificial intelligence? A group of researchers at the Samsung AI Center in Moscow have developed a way to create seemingly realistic videos from as few as one photograph. To find out more about this technology and its implications, we are this morning joined by Professor Toby Walsh, Professor of Artificial Intelligence at the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at the University of New South Wales. Professor Walsh, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Now, how does this kind of technology work? How can people take one image and make a very realistic video out of it?
Yeah, well, the challenge is to work out what the other sides of you look like. So they've trained it on lots and lots of examples of other people. And so it's pretty good at realistically guessing what the side of your face looks like, even though it's only got perhaps just the one image of you.
Wow, this is insane technology. Do you know how long it's been around? It's relatively new, isn't it?
This is completely new. We've not been able to do it really very well from one image. We've been able to do it if we've got a collection of images before from different angles so that we could see what the different sides of your face look like. But this is now able to work out from what it can see and the sort of depth information it needs to be able to see your face moving around.
Wow. How could this change the way in which we produce various kind of footage and games and films?
Well, I mean, it's a great technology for Hollywood. I mean, the number of times that, maybe they want to recreate Marilyn Monroe or whoever your favorite dead film star is. But, you know, they can just take an image of them and now put them back into scenes. This is very good, for example, when they want to write people out of history when they've made certain misdemeanors. But equally, it's also somewhat worrying technology because you can now synthesize people, politicians, to do things and say things that they never said. And the idea that we could make fake news with this. We'll get to the point, I've said this in my new book, that the only thing you'll ever be able to believe is things that you saw with your own eyes.
Gosh, and even then, I think it's getting to the point where we're going to have to start questioning even that, in my opinion.
If you're there in person, you were there and saw the person. But obviously, anything that you see, any video you see, any film you see, you have to ask whether it was synthesized or whether it's the real deal.
Absolutely. Is there any way, do you think, going forward that we could be policing this or detecting this? Do you think that current laws and current policies and practices are keeping up with this technology?
Well, there are some countries that are considering laws to outlaw fake news and the sort of fake generation of these sorts of videos. I think similar things that we do with news itself, which is, you know, you've got to teach yourself to work out what are trusted sources, like 2SER and like the BBC. And there will be some technological fixes where we'll start to use things like blockchain to actually provide a digital certificate so you can actually look to see if the image, the video carries that digital certificate that can, in some sense, help you to guarantee that it hasn't been messed with.
Mm. Do you think then that, I don't even know how to how to phrase this, that we as a society will be able to kind of keep up with that? Do you think, how common is it today? Do you think that we're seeing a lot of it today?
Well, I mean, the problem is, in some sense, it will let the politicians off the hook. It used to be if we had got some video, especially of a politician saying something or doing something, then they would have to own up to it. But we've already heard, you know, Trump frequently says fake news, fake news. And people accept that. So it will actually allow politicians to get away with even more mischief than they do today, which I think would take us to an even worse place.
Oh, it's absolutely fascinating technology. I'm equal parts amazed and terrified by it, and I think that that's a sentiment that's echoed throughout society a lot. Professor Walsh, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you for your time this morning.
My pleasure.